The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. Excuse me. And my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Morning, John.
Good morning, Otto. It's always a pleasure getting together. You know, it's from Friday to Friday. I love it, though. And I love the fact that Christina always brings such tremendous guests on. And today we have Barry Klitzberg on. And Barry's been with us before. Barry is the assistant program coordinator for the Nassau County HICAP program. And he knows everything about Medicare. But we're also going to be merging that with the COVID situation that's going on right now. And every time that Barry's on, it never fails. So we wind up getting calls. Thank you calls from somebody who learned something new and ultimately is saving money. So good morning, Barry.
Good morning. It's good to see you again, John.
It's always a pleasure.
And you, Otto.
Yeah, you know what? I'm one of the ones who should have called in because Barry saved me several thousand dollars.
Did he really?
I did. I switched from plan F to plan N. And now that I'm through with my deductibles, I'm way ahead of the game. So thank you, Barry.
You're welcome. And you can always switch to a different plan if you know you need to, because Medigaps have continuous open enrollment. So the plan you have, if you find you are winding up with a lot of copays, the $20 copays, you can always switch back.
Not to F, though. I think that's you. Once you're out, you're out.
No, you could go back to F as long as you were on Medicare before January 1st, 2020.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. But I wouldn't recommend F anyway. I'd go to G.
Is that what I said? G?
Yeah, N, Otto.
I did
because
say N.
G covers everything that F does except for the deductible. But you're paying twice the deductible in premiums.
Yeah, why did I go to N?
Because it's
you
a
know,
lot
why
cheaper.
Don't we keep talking about this, if you don't mind? Let's start the show with
sure.
G, F, and N. What's the difference in what?
They're different Medigap plans. And the nice thing about Medigaps are that they're standard. So if you're buying a plan F, which is the really high option, it's the same plan no matter who sells it. So it's a matter of cost. Plan G covers everything that F does except for your annual Part B deductible, which this year is $203. But you're paying over $400 difference in premium between F and G. So, you know, it's like buying collision insurance on a 1958 clunker. The same thing with N. N is a lot cheaper. You pay $20 a doctor visit or $50 for an emergency room, but the difference in premium between G and N is $900 approximately. So you'd have to go to the doctor 45 times for that $20 copay for the break even.
I think that's
why I like the N plan.
You don't like the N plan?
I do, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you can, again, see any doctor you want with a Medigap. You can switch from one plan to another. If for some reason it's not working for you, you can go from N to G and then have no co-payments.
Let me ask you this. If you want to, like the company I was with, I don't know if we're allowed to mention company names here, but...
Add.
Yeah. You know, AARP, United Healthcare, I had for Plan F. Then I went to Empire Blue Shield for Plan N. And they're a little slower at the reimbursing part of the program as compared to what the United Healthcare was. So I'm just wondering, can you switch companies in midstream?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
But again, the benefits are identical.
Right.
The processing time may be a little bit different from one company to another, but I can't imagine it would be that significant.
Right. There's change.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's not what we were supposed to be talking about, but it was pretty good.
Good. All right. Well, I'm glad to answer your question, though. So, I did want to come and talk about how COVID is affecting seniors, especially with in terms of the insurance part. Now,
your game. You're going to go, Barry, however you want.
When COVID first hit and people were losing their jobs like crazy, a lot of folks also lost their health insurance as a result. Now, if you were 65 and you were working and covered by your employer and you lost that job, you'd have to switch to Medicare as quickly as possible so that you wouldn't have a gap in your coverage. And about 45% of the calls we took in the spring of last year were for people who lost their insurance through no fault of their own because of COVID and had to sign up for Medicare Part B and then get a drug plan or a supplement. And we were able to handle all those calls, but there was a lot of stress on the part of the seniors who lost their job insurance. So we were able to help them get Medicare effective the beginning of the following month to minimize that gap in coverage. So that worked out pretty well for most people. There was some paperwork they had to fill out and, you know, get back to Social Security, but they were able to do all of that by fax. You couldn't go into the office because the Social Security offices were and still are closed to the public unless you've got an appointment, and those take 3 to 4 weeks to get. So I would just send out the papers with instructions telling them you fax this into Social Security as quickly as possible so you get your coverage the beginning of the next month. And it worked out for a lot of folks who really were stressed out by the fact that they lost their insurance. Usually it would end the month that they were fired, so they had to get new insurance quickly. And we were able to do that. So that was a big, big issue.
It's interesting. You said you faxed the papers to them.
I mailed the papers to the client.
Right.
But they were able to fax the completed forms to Social Security. Yeah. Social Security set up a separate fax line nationally to get these papers.
Huh. Okay.
I think the amazing thing is, and we're going to continue talking about all these different things, how corporations, organizations, the government adapted during COVID, which is very important. I mean, you can't get an appointment for 5 weeks, but if you need doctor care, et cetera, you can't wait 5 weeks and you can't wind up going in to get debt and having these policies issued retroactively either.
Well, Part B can't be retroactive, the medical insurance, because there's a premium.
Right.
So the best they could do is the beginning of the following month you sign up. Because a lot of times people call and say, well, I went to the doctor 3 weeks ago, but I didn't have insurance. And there are a number of reasons why. Sometimes people just were not aware. And my answer is, do you have a house? Oh, yes. Do you have fire insurance? Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, is your house on fire? Of course not. Well, then this is the same thing. It's insurance. You buy it to cover you if you have a problem or an issue or a healthcare situation where you may not need urgent care, but you're being treated for a chronic condition like high blood pressure and you need your medications or you need, you know, whatever. And you would go to the doctor or call the doctor. Now, a lot of people who had drug coverage, what I told them is I said, get your prescriptions filled as early as possible. So if there is a gap in your coverage, at least you have your medicine.
Well, it's kind of like buying fire insurance. You can't buy it after the house is burnt down.
That's my point exactly. Yeah. We tried to minimize the gaps. And Social Security was very helpful. And they got people their Medicare coverage quickly. So people who didn't have coverage, who were stressed, I said, look, this is a fixable problem. It's not going to be overnight, but it is fixable, and you will get your coverage beginning of the following month. So that was important.
During Zoom, a lot of people didn't go to the doctor, can't go to the doctor, and telehealth became a bigger deal. In a lot of cases, where does Medicare sit in that whole thing?
Medicare covers telehealth, as do a lot of the Medicare Advantage plans. But during COVID, again, they adjusted. And if your doctor submits a claim with the right information, Medicare will cover it, as will most private insurance. I had some telehealth calls last year. I had surgery on my spine, and because of COVID, I couldn't go for my follow-up visits, but I was able to do them with Zoom on telehealth. I even turned around so my doctor, so the surgeon could see the stitches.
Yeah, wow.
You know. But it works, and Medicare covered it, and private insurance covers it.
You know, I want to take a step back for people listening to this program, and then we'll move forward. And that is the signing up, first of all. We're talking about it, and you're 100% right. You don't look for fire insurance or car insurance after the car blew up, et cetera. But what is the procedure? I mean, because I've had different people approaching me. If they're still working, do they go on Medicare? Do they have to give up then their own health insurance from their office? You don't have to get Social Security and Medicare at the same time, et cetera.
Okay, great question. I get it a lot. Here's the answer. If you are working and covered by active employee group health plan, or if your spouse is working and you're covered on your spouse's plan, as long as there's active employment, and this is the general rule because there are quirks, like 20 employees or more. But if you're working and covered by an active employee group health plan, Medicare would not be your primary insurance. So you don't have to take it. Now, what I recommend to people is sign up for Medicare Part A, which is premium free. You get that. It's easier to take Part B because you're already in the system. When you or your spouse retires, then you sign up for Part B. There's no late enrollment penalty as long as you sign up within the 8-month special enrollment period that you're allowed from the time your employer plan ends or your employment ends, whichever comes first. So it's usually the employment. Person retires, that's when the clock starts to tick. You've got 8 months to apply without a penalty for late enrollment.
Barry, if you sign up for the Medicare Part A, right? And you have employer insurance, what wins the battle there?
Employer coverage is normally primary. The reason I sometimes tell people, look, there's no downside to taking Part A because it's going to be your secondary insurance if you go into a hospital. Most of the time, there's almost no cost for that. And for Part A, there's no premium. There's no downside to it. And if you show your Medicare card to the bus driver, you get on for half fare.
I never knew that.
Assuming that they have a half fare program for seniors in your area, but you get on, you show your Medicare card, you get on the bus for half price. All right. Okay, but again, there's no downside to it.
This is important, and I want everybody to understand it. But so as opposed to getting just bits and pieces, I'd rather, and then we'll come back. So you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Barry Klitzberg.